Setchell dismissed the young slave with a disparaging flick of his wrist, then motioned for her to sit down at the table in the chair across from him. As she did, he flashed a well-practiced smile, and she noticed something odd about his face. In addition to their red skin, the Sith were marked by fleshy tendrils that dangled from cheeks and chin. On Setchell, two of the tendrils were disfigured stumps. It appeared as if they might have been cut off. She pulled her focus away from his cheeks and up to his eyes, lest he catch her staring at his deformity.
"Love, it tells me you are looking for someone,"
Setchell said, jumping right to the matter at hand.
"He said you could help me find him,"
Mitra replied.
"For the right price, I can find almost anyone,"
Setchell assured her.
"And I happen to know you have more than ample funds to cover my costs."
"I see Larvit does not believe in discretion when it comes to discussing business matters,"
Mitra grumbled.
"If you didn't want him to discuss the terms of your deal, you should have negotiated that into the price,"
Setchell replied.
"Shall I assume you want our discussions to remain private?"
Mitra nodded, wondering how much of a premium that would be.
"Tell me about the person you are looking for."
"I'm looking for a Sith."
Mitra wasn't foolish enough to admit she was looking for Revan. Without knowing who had taken him or why, even bringing him up would be too great a risk. Thanks to T3's holorecording, however, she knew what the Sith who had captured him looked like. Hopefully, if she could find his abductor, he might lead her to Revan.
"Does this Sith have a name?"
"He probably does, but I don't know what it is."
"Ah, progress,"
Setchell said, clapping his hands together and rubbing them in anticipation.
"Now we know he is male. Can you provide me a description?"
"I can do better than that,"
she answered, pulling a personal holoprojector from one of her pockets. She flicked a switch, and it displayed a still image she had copied from T3's holorecording. The image was carefully cropped to remove all traces of Revan or the Ebon Hawk, leaving only a close-up of the Sith who had taken him. Setchell's reaction to the image was so subtle that Mitra almost didn't notice it. His eyes widened slightly in recognition, an instinctive, unconscious reaction. It lasted only a fraction of a second, and Mitra was impressed with how well he was able to hide his surprise.
"Interesting,"
the Sith said, pretending to study the picture.
"He appears to be a Sith Lord. That means I will have to charge extra."
There was no doubt in Mitra's mind that Setchell knew exactly who the Sith Lord was, but she thought there was more benefit to playing along than calling him on his lie.
"I need to speak with him on an urgent matter."
"Perhaps if you tell me the nature of your business, it will help me track him down. Is he a friend? An enemy?"
"Not a friend, exactly,"
Mitra said evasively.
"But certainly not an enemy. He has information about a private matter that I wish to discuss."
"Keeping information from me will make my job more difficult,"
Setchell warned her.
"It will drive up the price substantially."
"You already know I can pay,"
she reminded him.
"My business will remain private."
"If I do locate this being, what should I tell him?"